All right, guys, hello. I'm here with Matthew from the fundraising team. And Matthew's just completed the Rupert 10K challenge for RLSB. And so what kind of got you engaged to do this challenge in the first place?
Well, I wanted to do something. I wanted to raise money for RLSB. It's a fantastic cause. And I thought that I would, kind of take the easy way out, I guess, because I really enjoy running. And I thought that I could use it and it would be really good for me, so it's quite selfishly that I wanted to continue doing running and raise some money for a fantastic cause as well.
Oh, it's a kind of selfish thing to do, you know?
Yeah, a little bit, but don't tell people, because people are still sponsoring me.
And so when did you first sign up?
I signed up a month and a half prior to doing the run. So I was a little bit nervous because I thought, you know, it's 10k, am I going to be able to train enough to do it?
So how much training did you do then?
I ran about twice a week, so in the morning, weekdays. Mm-hmm. And then I did that was small run, so about 2 miles mm-hmm. per run, and then a longer run at the weekend. So that was my training schedule, and I tried to keep to that.
Any low points during the training?
Sometimes it's really difficult to wake up in the morning and go for a run and then have a shower and go to work. Sometimes you just kind of want to stay in bed for half an hour longer. So sometimes it's difficult to stay focused.
But you managed it, clearly.
Yeah. I mean, it's a fantastic cause, and I thought that, you know, I could take the easy way out and not train and not do the run, but I really, really want. And when people started sponsoring me, I thought, you know, I now have a responsibility to do this run. So
how did you get people to start sponsoring you then? What did you do?
So I set up a Virgin Giving page, uh-huh. And I tweeted that. So people who follow me on Twitter. Raise awareness that way, and then I spoke to friends and family and people in the office, it's just different ways about raising awareness mm-hmm. about what it is, what it was, not only what I was doing but also who I was doing it for. So telling people about RSB and the fantastic work that's done there.
So has your, I'm assuming your fundraising experience came in handy then?
Yeah, I get a lot of time negotiating with friends and family about, you know, how much they can give and, you know, what work that we do and trying to twist their arm and reminding people and continually reminding people that they do need to sponsor me.
And how much have you raised so far?
So far, I am on £195.
Fantastic. Have you got a target?
Yes, so the target is £500.
And I'm asking so far because you're only halfway through your challenge, aren't you?
Yeah, so I've done the 10K run and then have a half marathon in October. So that's October 6th. That's the Royal Parks half marathon. Mm-hmm. So hopefully there'll be a bigger burst of sponsorship in the run-up to October.
Okay. Well, this is Matthew from the fundraising team at RSB. And if you guys want to help him on his next challenge, then click on the link in the audio bio description and help Matt on his way to completing the half marathon on the 6th of October. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.